We have to push the boundaries, take the risks. Without that, there is no science, no medicine, no breakthroughs at all.
Hello. Welcome to another episode of Cinematic Radio.
Well, hey, right off the hop, you remembered it. That was good. That was a good start, right?
Well, that's because we just did the Pixel one.
Yeah.
So we're back on the roll.
So congratulations.
Thank you. I'm no class quiz.
Johnny Howells. Fucking, you're on top of this. We got to do more.
We just did that.
Yeah. It's in the brain, man. It's in the brain.
If we do another one right after this, it'll be great.
Yeah, I'll probably do another one, another 3-4 months. Well, hoping to get back to this regularly.
Yeah.
But yeah. We kind of touched on it on the last episode. Touched. I'll show you in the doll, the puppet. Yeah. Right where the hand goes.
Yeah. Show us on the puppet where they touched you.
Pretty much it's where my hand is.
Was that the puppet? Wow. Wow. Somebody was touching the puppet. All right.
Nothing proven. Just decided to move on.
Movie.
Yes. This is, as
in
we
a
touched
theater.
On it,
because a lot of the movies we've been watching at the house, so this one we actually did.
We actually
go
went
to the theater,
and got the butter on the popcorn, which my hand was
creepy.
My hand was just greasy.
Yeah, it was.
That was a lot of butter.
Yeah, but she was pretty fluid with the butter. Nah, it was good. I do like seeing like movies in theaters when you get a chance. But
so we have a theater here called the Landmark that we go to that. Like the seat, you can recline right back in. There's a lot of space between the seats.
Yeah, you can stay reclined when people can still walk by. It's pretty comfy.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it's great because you can pick your seat number. Like, you can actually, like, I pre-ordered the tickets the day before, and you're, you know, this seat, this row. You don't have to go there crazy early. We do anyways.
And we usually do a matinee where the theater's usually dead anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, and it wasn't that busy. Nope. So, yeah, no, it was good.
So, yeah, we decided to see Morbius because we like those comic universe-style movies, which this particular one was Sony.
Yeah, Sony, Marvel, Sony. And clearly Sony, as opposed to more the Disney Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they still own Spider-Man, don't they?
They don't own Spider-Man in its entirety, I don't believe.
Well, licensing it.
Yeah, I believe that they own certain Spider-Man story arcs. Like, I think they own Amazing Spider-Man and a couple others, but I don't think they own all of the Spider-Man arcs. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because there's the Spider-Man multiverse, and then there's the...
Which isn't Sony.
Yes.
Right. And the Homecoming stuff, that's all not Sony. That's all just Marvel. So I'm not 100% sure on the specifics of that.
But going from that, so this particular one was, I guess it's going to be a crossover. Okay, there are going to be spoilers in this. We'll just tell you right off the bat. So watch it before you hear this because we'll just... Yeah, we're just going to mess you up. So
I think if you're watching any podcast about a movie you haven't seen and you're upset because they gave you spoilers, you could probably just go fuck yourself.
What I'm not right? What I'm surprised. Like, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you're listening to a review of something and at some point in time, you don't expect to hear about the thing you're listening to the review about. You just want them to give you a number and nothing about the story, you know? Fuck that.
Should we give them a number first?
No, I still haven't formulated my decision, but it wasn't. Anyway, go on. Yes.
I'm not actually really familiar with this character, but
Morbius the Living Vampire.
Yeah, but I mean, when I was a kid, like, I'd get comics here and there. I never followed a thing. I used mine. Mine were never preserved.
Right.
But I remember the Marvel had Dracula. I think it was called The House of Dracula.
Right.
So I'm surprised they never did that one instead of...
Oh.
You know what I mean? Instead of this Morbius one. But all said and done, came Morbius 2022, Daniel Espinosa. I don't know why I bastardized.
He's the director.
He's the director. Yeah. And Jared Leto was Dr. Michael Morbius. And Matt Smith was Milo. So they have this kind of degenerative disease where they have to get a blood transfusion like 2-3 times a day. And Morbius is super smart, so he's ends up getting this like extracting DNA from bats, vampire bats specifically. So it's heavy on CGI. Personally, I know you had a hard time with it, but I like the way they made a move, kind of showing the speed. Like, it's kind of like a vapor.
I didn't have, like, I thought visually it looked good. My problem is I couldn't, I feel like his abilities and or his
special powers.
No. No, his abilities or his weaknesses, like at the end of the movie, I still don't really know. Other than traditional, he drinks blood, gets strong. I don't really know what his abilities are. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I don't know if what he was doing was super speed or...
It seemed like he had multiple. Or if it was
going in and out of almost like a universes or something. Like, I'm
like a dimensional...
Just the way that... That it was depicted, and hey, I get it. It was, if you're looking at it through the eyes of
the way he moved
of him, he didn't know either, right? Like, he just became it, and like, this is within the first week or two of his being a vampire, all this shit happened. So maybe he doesn't know, but I felt like I didn't know anything at the end of the movie.
Especially for me not being familiar with this character, I did find the way he moved was almost similar to Nightcrawler in X-Men, where this vapor appeared, except Nightcrawler would, you know, vapor here and then all of a sudden appear somewhere else, where he did this, but it was kind of more in linear motions.
Yeah.
So
it was like, and he was kind of traveling as that vapor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and then halfway and then all the way there. So that's where it kind of messed me up too, because I don't think it was a dimensional shift, but at the end of the movie, they kind of
have the same visual effect when Vulture shows up. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's like a dimensional shift because that was along the multiverse universe. So, and it had the same kind of effect. So that kind of messed me up, because then I thought, at first I thought it was Milo being old. Like it, because he injected him with something, so I thought it was him just all of a sudden vaporizing old.
As Michael Keaton.
Yeah, like as an older him.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, find out that it's a whole different ball game. And it has a lot of unanswered questions. I guess they're planning on a sequel, but I didn't like that. I kind of liked the story, the way it went. They changed the faces too much. I think they could have held back on a lot of that. And the Milo, his... the one thing that was kind of cool is when their faces changed when he went to the hunger mode or anger mode, they had distinctive... It was similar but distinctive looks. I don't know if it's because of the hair or the facial features. But yeah, they played too much on it. And it reminded me a lot of like the fight scenes. Were kind of, it's kind of, I like them, but they seem too like the Matrix between Neo and Smith, where you just keep pounding on the guy, but you're both invincible.
Yeah, it seemed too.
But then when you slash him, you can go through brick walls and everything, but when you slash him,
he cuts, hurts, and starts bleeding out.
But you can go through a brick wall and not really, that hurt.
Or sort of. Through 30 feet of fucking the concrete. Ground and concrete and asphalt and all that, that's fine. But he gets a cut and he's got a bobo. Yeah.
And like, again, I don't know if that's because it's organic matter. You're both the same. It's both. But I don't know. Like, I'm kind of, okay, man, well, give it a benefit of a doubt on this one.
You know what I think? I know it's hard to argue the concept of realism when we're talking about, cartoon characters or comic book characters or whatever. But I can't figure out a way. Like, I think if they would have been less extensive with the facial transition, like if it went gaunt and a little bit, but when the teeth change 1 second to another set of teeth the next second, that's just not realistic to me. I know that sounds stupid.
No,
you know what I mean? But I mean, like when you're looking at
a little
that,
bit on,
yeah, like, realism, if the face structure changes a little bit or something like that, when it's like instantaneous, like where he's popping in and out of it. But the teeth thing, I think, was like, don't go that far to the point where their entire face is structurally completely different, but just for a second, and then back to the other one, and then back to the other. And I'm like, I don't know.
I can understand if maybe they had it went across one eye, down the nose.
But that's not what they did.
I'm just saying if they did that, then it's kind of like.
But same thing with teeth. But, like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
And
all of them.
It might be, maybe it's because of, we grew up on things like American Werewolf in London or something like that. So when I think of a physical transition from human to something other than human,
It's usually painful. It's usually longer.
There's stuff going on, right? It's not snap one way, snap the next. Snap one way, snap the next. That just doesn't. It would be different if it was, if what they were saying was, what's her face? Mystique. If it was like Mystique, where that's her actual superpower, is to change into something else, where
I think that's where her body is trying to go for it, but.
Well, except for it was uncontrollable, right? Like that's, I guess.
Well, that's what it is. It looked like uncontrollable, but it looked like they were controlling it. It wasn't.
Right. But like Mystique, it's an act. She's doing it as an act.
Yeah.
Especially when
these guys didn't know their powers yet.
Like his superpower isn't looking like a bat, right? You know what I mean? Like it'd be different if his superpower was to look like a bat.
And this is the one thing I didn't understand was he had the superpower. Like, I mean, maybe it's because he was smarter. I don't know. And then he figured out it took him a bit, but he figured out the riding of the wind.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he had the echo
location.
Yeah. But the other guy would scream and the guy would go flying through a brick wall.
Yeah.
Why couldn't he do that? Does each one have a figured out,
I guess.
But the other guy, that was his only thing. And he was like pounding the shit out of.
Yeah.
Like, and especially when Morbius was, I'm doing air quotes here, vampire longer.
Yes, days longer, but longer.
Yeah. And when he did it, he's a scientist, whatever. He had the other doctor, injected into his spine where it was really painful. You don't know anything about where this Milo guy threw it.
I'm assuming he put it in his butt.
Yeah, butt, leg, testicle, who knows? But you know what I mean? Like, if it was that
picture, I was picturing him put the whole vial in there, but yeah.
But what I'm saying is, like, he's a doctor. He had it strategically positioned in a certain area on his body.
Yeah.
But Milo just stole it.
And became stronger than him. Yeah.
I mean, I know he's human blood.
Yeah, he was drinking the human blood, so.
And, overall, I enjoyed it. I thought it was entertaining, and I liked, when he's attacking people. I thought it was kind of cool, where it seemed more like a horror movie than a at the beginning.
Yeah, and I don't have a lot to be. I think you're in the same boat. We don't have anything to be disappointed about in that we're we've been following the Morbius graphic novels and comic books for years, and we don't know shit about them.
Yeah,
like just, really, we don't know anything about them.
We're basing all our knowledge on this movie,
exactly. But left the movie feeling like,
I could have known a little bit more about it. It's like some things were hurried, some things were,
yeah,
they dwelled too long on things they shouldn't have,
or just make. How long was the movie? Actually,
I think it was an hour and 40 minutes. It was like a substantial,
pretty short for most of the movies are closer to 2 hours with superhero stuff lately, right?
And I mean, I don't know if they're testing the waters with them or not. I personally liked it. Like,
yeah, I wasn't.
I'll probably watch it again just to maybe see after seeing it the first time I can
something else makes more sense or less sense.
Yeah, and he can control bats too. Later on, you find out.
Yes. Yeah.
I do like how they made him really smart.
Oops.
It's empty. Oh, yeah. It's empty.
Yeah, it is.
Feeling good.
Wow. I mean, I think it heightened whatever his existing, he was clearly a pretty smart
guy. Now, going a bit off topic on this, but a long topic, which I'll tell you about right after this.
You need a doctor?
I am a doctor.
I should have died years ago.
People all over the world have my disease.
Amir.
To find a cure, we have to push the boundaries, take the risks.
If you're gonna run, do it now.
People are strange.
Dr. Michael Morbius, you've been missing for 2 months.
When you're a stranger.
Then you were found on a container ship that washed up off of Long Island.
Faces look ugly when you're alone.
What did you do to yourself, Doctor?
I wish I knew.
I went from dying to being more alive than ever.
It worked.
Not exactly. I have increased strength and speed and some form of bat radar. What else can I do? There's something inside of me. It wants to hunt and consume blood.
Michael.
When you're strange, you're strange.
Can you control it?
I don't know.
Half the city wants to kill you.
We haven't had anything this good since that thing in San Francisco.
The other half wants to control you.
Hey, Dr. Mike. You and I should stay in touch.
I'd do anything to save a life. But I don't know what I'm capable of.
You save lives, you don't take them. Are you here to heal the world? Or to destroy it?
Who the hell are you, Matt? I am Venom. I'm just kidding. It's Dr. Michael Morbius at your service.
Okay, we're back. So, as I was saying, going off topic, but a bit on topic, at the end when Michael Keaton shows up, I was just looking at him like he's so much older than, of course, we all are. But I'm thinking, man, he was like, you know, the original Batman. And then all of a sudden he was like, the Vulture, and
he's a Vulture.
Vulture now, yeah. But I mean, I gotta admit, like that one at the end when he comes up to meet him, Because this is where it kind of confused me. Like, he's in jail. It's almost like they did a fast forward to where he would have ended up. But then it almost like it flashed back to a prequel of where he first meets Morbius. Like, it was kind of...
Yeah, I don't know if dimensionally it was supposed to happen in that
order or
multiverse.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't know. I don't, because... Yeah, I don't...
But I thought the suit is just cool.
The vulture suit?
Yeah, when it came up, the metal wings and everything and his mask. And I thought that they did a really nice visual effects on that particular... We didn't actually go over the budget, right?
No, not yet.
So the budget of this was 75 to 83 million, which we were just talking about Pixels on the last episode, where it was like 89 to 129. So in, 7 years, like, I guess CGI dropped
drastically.
Because this movie was heavy CGI. But box office of 126 million so far.
Yeah. And this is the second weekend, right? Or third?
I think it's the second. Actually, didn't it just come out this weekend?
Let me check.
I don't even know. But I do like that tube. He had this tube where he's experimenting on the bats, where he's explaining it with his other doctor. And, it was kind of like an aquarium with bats flying around in it. It was like, actually, I kind of wanted one of those. That's kind of neat.
April 1st.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so second week.
Second week, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so personally, I mean, if you're a hero of Marvel and superheroes, I'd say check it out. It's not disappointing. Like, it's entertaining. Definitely entertaining. Beginning is more like a horror movie. It's totally different than, like a Spider-Man or Doctor Strange or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's different, and it's... That's what I kind of like about it. It's different, and I do like the effects that they had for him changing. A lot of the fight scenes I thought were kind of... Didn't do it for me. Like with the cops and stuff and going through the walls and everybody's watching them change from human to vampire to human to vampire. Like, it's like they weren't even trying to hide themselves anymore. It was...
Yeah, and the fight scenes, like, say, with that five cops or whatever down in the... Like, that was... How long was that? 8 seconds? 10 seconds long?
Yeah.
Like... I don't know. I think there could have been a.
It looked cool. It was just, there's a lot to think about when you see it. but just for, mind numbing entertainment, it's worth it.
Right. So what would you give that movie?
I don't know. I'd probably give it like a 6 out of 10.
Oof. That is painful. Take that, Morbius, right in the dick.
Maybe 7.
Yeah, I can't say I'd be any higher than that. I thought you were going to go higher than that. But, I'd be somewhere maybe 5.5 out of 10. Like, maybe 6. I don't know. I didn't hate it. But I did leave there with a hell of a lot more questions than I went in with.
And I don't know if they did that on purpose for a sequel or...
I don't know. Therefore, I think if you're introducing a completely new character that hasn't, like, considering how much...
I think a lot of these companies are doing it in a way that they automatically assume you already know about this. Because it's catering more to...
I guess, but most of the other stuff, they introduce them not in their own movie. Like, they'll introduce them as a secondary character in a different movie.
True, yeah.
Whereas this, they're just like, all right, let's throw Morbius out there. And odd when you think that Marvel owns Blade. There'd be a way bigger following for Blade than I would think that there would be for Morbius.
Yeah.
You know, And it doesn't have to be Wesley Snipes. But I would think pulling him into a movie would have a much greater following than doing Morbius, the, you know,
yeah,
as a character. But hey, I'm not them. But it all, again, it also wasn't Marvel; it was Sony.
Ah, true. Yeah.
Right. So maybe which that's part of it.
I don't know how much Sony really. I seem to do that a lot because we've watched. We went to see Uncharted, which I'm a fan of for the video games.
Right.
And even that, they kind of dropped the ball.
Even that, they kind of should have been.
It was, I mean, it was good. I liked it, but it followed along the lines of some of the games, but it was, again, I don't know, Sony somehow when they make movies, they're good, they're entertaining, but they just kind of dropped the ball.
Yeah. I don't disagree.
And that's it. That is Morbius.
The living vampire.
The vaping vampire. Where is it anyway? Oh.
There we go.
Anyway, I'd find it eventually.
We got to label those sound effects.
Oh, yeah, we got to get on.
All right.
Okay, buddy.
Have a wonderful.
Thanks for listening to us. And yeah.
Watch us.
Yeah, whenever I get this out, have whatever good holidays around at that time. I've been slowing the ball getting these out, so sorry about that. We'll try to do better.
Yeah, we'll do better, and if not, complain to our HR department.
Yeah, which is at www. What? Whatever. Okay, bye, everybody. If we can get some kind of a blooper out of this.
Everybody dance now. Meow, 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 meow,
meow,
meow,
meow,
meow,
meow, meow mix.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah, and don't ever touch my leg a fucking again.
Hey, you like that.
Only when I'm unconscious. Okay, here we go.
Mama.
Don't let your babies grow up to be cowgirls.
It's been a long time since we did this, so I gotta remember what the podcast name is.
Cinematic Radio.
Cinematic. Hello! Welcome to Cinematic Radio. Okay, hang on. We're gonna start this over again.